It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne, reporting from London this week. England is our first stop on a year-long journey that NPR and National Geographic are making around the globe. We're finding out how the climate is changing and how that is affecting us in the series Climate Connections. Scientists and policymakers from around the world have been in Bangkok this week, hammering out strategies for reducing the greenhouse gases we're putting into the air. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, has just released its recommendations, and NPR's John Hamilton is there in Bangkok. Hello, John.
Hello, Renee.
Well, give us a brief overview of what the report says.
Well, it said, first of all, that stabilizing greenhouse gases, the gases that are responsible for global warming, it said it is possible, and that what we do in the next few decades will be critical to how good a job we do slowing down that process. It also laid out several scenarios for how much it might cost to do that, and the high-end one talked about 3% of nations' gross domestic product, which is a lot of money. And I guess the final thing it made a real emphasis is that it does not think that this quest to reduce greenhouse gases should prohibit sustainable development in countries where that's very important.
John, there have been other reports, of course, before. Was there any conflict in agreeing on this one?
There always is at these meetings. What was surprising was that they came to the agreement as easily as they did. And one of the things that several of people said after the meeting was that, in fact, some of the countries like the U.S. and China that they had expected to cause more problems than they did were actually pretty cooperative.
And does it give recommendations for how countries are supposed to develop but also slow down the increase in greenhouse gases?
Well, of course, carbon dioxide got the most attention because it's the most plentiful of the greenhouse gases. And, for instance, they said power plants need to start using something called carbon capture technology, which is cost money. It said countries need to stop cutting down forests. One thing they talked a lot about at this time around was nuclear power. And in the past, this is something the panel hasn't paid a lot of attention to. But this time it talked about the potential for a growing role there. And the advantage of nuclear power, of course, is that it doesn't produce any greenhouse gases, although it does produce other things that can be a problem in the environment. And beyond carbon dioxide, of course, they also talked about things like lifestyle changes. And these are all the things we already know about. It drives your car less, use less air conditioning, those kind of things.
And so did the report touch on incentives for getting people and governments and companies to actually do these things?
Yeah, of course, there are different kinds of incentives. One of them is economic incentives. Now, there's been a lot of talk already about something called carbon trading, which is, in essence, you pay more money if you emit more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. And depending on where you set the price of carbon, you can make different things happen because it, in essence, gives a financial incentive. And the final thing with incentives is that this report gave a lot of attention to recognizing the cost of doing nothing. That is, instead of comparing the cost of putting in, say, a carbon capture system to zero, they say, if you don't put in carbon capture, these things are going to happen economically to yields from farming and that sort of thing, and that's going to cost you, and you need to account for those costs.
So what happens to this report now that it's out?
Well, that, of course, is the big question. And previous reports haven't necessarily changed the world. What people here looked forward to was there's a big United Nations-sponsored meeting in Bali in December where the nations will get together and talk about what happens next. And they're hoping that the information in this report will form the basis for those discussions.
John, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's John Hamilton in Bangkok.